Let's welcome in Ty Lucas, City Councilman. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy fall. Fall's the best time of the year here in Western Nebraska, isn't it?
As long as we get a fall.
Yeah, that's the key, is getting a fall. But, I mean, what's better? We got backyard barbecue,
yeah.
Football season, more fantasy football losses for me. You know, that's how it goes.
It's not going well for you?
Well, rough start.
Rough start.
That's okay.
There's some big injuries. So if it's one of those guys, then you're in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk city council. They met last night. I know a fairly light agenda for you.
Yeah, really light agenda. But we probably deserved a little bit of a break. And we had a couple members absent last night, which contributed to that, too. But, yeah, we finished through the budget season process at the city council, and last night was kind of the last step in that, which was user fees. We had a few discussion items regarding some of the fees that the city charges for use of services. But I'm pleased to say that we've wrapped up our budget process at the city of North Platte, and it's always nice to turn the page on that.
Absolutely. That's a good feeling to get that just knocked away and done and for another year. It'll come around again next year, but you don't have to worry about it for a while. And with that, Let's talk a little bit about your projected revenue, I know, for the upcoming year.
Yeah, I think the big thing I wanted to point out today is that, first of all, I'm really pleased with the job that the city department heads and their staff have done with the budget. I mean, our budget's going to be a little under 3% growth, which in today's inflationary world is really low. Where the city real estate tax ask is actually going down by several basis points, which means that the amount of real estate tax the city needs to operate is going down. So people should be very excited about that. That hasn't happened that often. But I'd like to talk about why that's happened. A lot of it is the growth that we're seeing in the community. So when you look at the revenue that our city has, believe it or not, about 27% of this year's budget is coming from sales tax. And when you adjust that for cash reserves, it's actually closer to 30%, or I kind of in my head always figured that a third of what funds our city's operation comes from sales tax. Well, a lot of people don't realize that construction projects have sales tax. I mean, your average construction project is 40 to 50% materials.
Sure.
Those are sales taxable. So all this construction that we're seeing in the market, along with the people traveling here as either tourism, Nebraskaland days, or whether it be people here working on construction projects, are all contributing to sales tax growth, which then comes back and helps us reduce real estate taxes. I can tell you the number one key to reducing real estate taxes, in addition to controlling spending, is growth of sales tax. And I'm really pleased that we're seeing that in North Platte. The community has worked so hard together over the last several years for growth, and that growth is now contributing to the lowering of real estate taxes at the city level.
You said 27%. What is that number prior years?
It's varied, but typically sales tax, I think, has historically been more in the 23 to 24% range. So to give you an idea, I mean, last year or this year's budget has over $10 million coming into the city's general fund from sales tax. Now, that does not include the addition for the rec center. That's separate, and it doesn't include the portion going to the state. So that's just the local sales tax that's used for general operations. Sales tax over the last 5 years has had an average growth between 6 and 10% every year.
Wow.
And so that's well exceeding any other pace of other revenue sources.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I can only imagine if you can project the next couple of years, you should see that continue.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And, you know, I know that the school districts and the county are facing more pressure when it comes to real estate tax because they don't have quite as diversified types of revenue as what the city has, because they're not in direct receipt of the sales tax that the city uses. And so that's one of the big differences that people need to understand, is if they look at the paper and they say, well, gosh, why is our city lowering their real estate levy, but the school district and the county are having to raise theirs? Well, it all comes back to, well, first of all, it comes back to what your expenditures are and what you need to fund your budget. But second, it comes back to what your mix of revenue is, and the city does benefit more from sales tax, significantly more.
Talking with Ty Lucas here, with City Councilman for North Platte, who met last night. So we're in a good spot right now financially as a city.
Yeah, in addition to asking for less real estate tax, and I really want to shine some light on that not only is our real estate tax percentage from the city going down, the actual amount, the hard dollar amount of real estate tax needed is going down by about $60,000 this year, which is a great contribution. And I kind of lost my train of thought there. What were we we were talking about? What did you just ask me about?
I just said the city's in a good spot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I wanted to go into cash reserves. Also, the city has really grown their cash reserves. A few years ago, in the early stages when I was on the city council, our city was in a very low debt position, which was very positive, but we didn't have a lot of cash reserves. And the city has really grown cash reserves over the last few years, and we're almost to our target for cash reserves, which we're about a year away from, I think, if everything goes well. Then we really need to focus back on thickening our electrical infrastructure reserves. But the city is in a fantastic financial position. I mean, it continues to improve, and that's a credit not just to the current city staff, administration, mayor, but also our prior ones as well.
Cash reserve for a city, I mean, how often do you dip into that, and what usually do you dip into it for?
Well, hopefully never, right. But realistically, a city should probably have about a third or, say, 4 months worth of, it's not a lot different than a household. You know, a lot of times they say, hey, it's nice to have 3 to 6 months of cash reserves on hand, because then if you have an emergency or something unexpected, you don't have to go to debt. Right. It's no different than a household. And so at a city, you really want to have about 4 months or one third of your total operating budget in cash reserves. That's a good target. And then if you would have an emergency, say you have a flood, say you have tornadoes, say you have other things that you just aren't planning for, or you have something go on with your revenue. Let's say a pandemic occurs and your sales tax gets cut in half, which didn't happen here, but it could. It did in other places.
Sure.
Then you have that reserve, and then that takes the curveball out of the mix and causes you to not have to go instantly raise taxes or instantly issue debt. So really what reserves do is they're intended to keep things steady and consistent in the event that you have a curveball. And we're really getting in a good position with that.
Very good. Ty Lucas, and good news here for the city of North Platte. Obviously, I know in the blueprint for the city has always been, you know, creating job growth and keeping, getting us in a good spot financially. But housing is obviously has been for the last year now, big issue that we have to tackle.
Yeah, I would tell you that housing has realistically been a 10-year issue, but the recognition of the issue is really coming to the forefront now because of all the job growth that's occurring. When you look at what sustainable beef and the ancillary businesses, the rail park, the Inland Port Authority, all of those items, there's significant job growth going on in this area. Plus, we have a lot more people from out of state that would like to live in western Nebraska, and I think that's a phenomenon that's been sped up by the pandemic. So we're really short on houses. I think as a community, we should be really proud of what has occurred with multifamily apartment growth. I mean, if you look at Victory Village out on West A, you look at the mall redevelopment project and some of the other things that are on the drawing board, we're really doing a great job with creating new quality apartments that are at modestly affordable rates. Where we have a problem is in single family houses and duplexes, mm-hmm. and especially with affordability. And I know the city's doing everything it can. I mean, we just did a huge TIF incentive out there on West A, which will be a great housing project over by Eisenhower. That should be, the development should start this fall and building should start next year. And that's going to be a step in the right direction. But we're really short on affordable housing. I think you're going to see in the next year, I think there's going to be a lot of city council discussions about alternative construction and housing. I would project that we're going to be talking about new mobile home parks. We're going to be talking about things like precast concrete housing, maybe even 3D printed housing. We're going to be talking about modular type housing, temporary type housing. There's no question that we're going to be way short on housing the next several years, and we're going to have to be looking at all available options so we don't have a big housing mess here in this community. So to me, outside of the safety issues with city employees and residents, safety and protection is always my number one priority as a council member. But after that, housing is a strong number two.
It seems like, I mean, I'm sure there are companies out there that are recognizing this, but man, it seems like there could be a good chunk of money to be made to build houses in North Platte.
Yeah, the tough part is that the labor availability and tradesman availability is so thin that I know that even though house construction prices are way up, I don't think the margins in construction are that great right now. And the reason is because the labor is so expensive, and it's really just ties to the the shortage of labor and trade labor in our area. And we're not uncommon. I mean, this is going on nationwide.
Right. Ty Lucas here with us as the city council met last night. Anything else you want to mention today, Ty?
You know, just real quickly, and we don't need to spend much time on this. I know it's been really well covered, but the incident on 914 out at Union Pacific with the fire, the chemical fire, and some of the toxic materials, I just really want to tip my hat to all the fire department, first responders, sheriff's office, police office, Brandon Meyer emergency team. They were just spot on with doing their job. And I know the community is going to learn a lot more about what happened and, more importantly, how to prevent things like that from happening in the future. But I just want to tip my hat to all of them. I mean, they as they're driving out to a toxic chemical fire, they don't know what they're dealing with. They don't know if it's going to affect their health, their family's health, and all that. So I just really want to tip my hat. We're proud to have those guys as part of the city team.
Yeah, we're set to actually have Chief Thompson coming in later on this week, talk a little bit more about that. Because while, yes, an awful thing. I mean, it's something that, and I don't know on the UP side if it's preventable, if who's to blame, if there's blame, if it's just an accident. But from the city's standpoint, it seems like nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
Evacuation only lasted a couple hours. It wasn't a huge area. It seemed like from that standpoint, it was handled from the, you know, a reactionary side pretty well.
Yeah, from what I can tell, and I know the county commissioners meeting, I watched that earlier this morning. I've been anxious to watch that. I was tied up during it, so I couldn't go live. And so you can watch that on live streaming. Everything I'm hearing is that the reaction from our sheriff's department, police department, fire department, first responders, emergency team was all spot on. Everybody knew what to do and all that. I know there's been a lot of talk about how long it took to identify what was going on and some of that with UP. But, you know, I'm not here to point blame. I mean, UP's provided a lot of great jobs in this community for a long time. And so, to me, it's about how do we prevent this from happening again and how do we keep people safe. And I'm very thankful to this point. I'm not aware of anybody who's been injured or harmed.
All right. All right, Ty Lucas. Well, thanks for coming in. As always, good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. It's great to see you guys.